Welcome back, everybody. Dan Bickley, Jared Carlin, Vince Morata still on vacation. He'll be back next week. Jared, our next guest, Mike Wise, he's more than just an author. He's more than just a columnist. He's more than a guy who's got his own podcast at Pure Hoops Media. Remember I told you that story that I once had a career crossroads and I turned down the New York Times?
Yes.
Mike Wise was the next in at the New York Times. He took the job I turned down and rose to prominence. I could have been this guy, except I'm stuck with you.
This could you could have been on his show right now.
That's exactly right. Mike, how are you doing, brother?
It all worked out for the best, Dan. you ended up in Arizona where the air is fresh and people aren't stressed out like they hear in Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's good to hear you, man.
Great
How
to hear
you,
too, brother. Listen, I was thinking about you when all this went down because you have been writing and researching extensively and passionately about the Redskins name for many, many years. Tell people why it is important that they finally seize this moment and finally do this.
Well, I think just from my vantage point is and I'll just tell people why I got involved in this. I've heard how many people over the years tell me this is PC crap and that, you know, you're a snowflake and a leftist social engineer for thinking that this name, you know, even Native Americans like this name. And there's a team in Arizona with the same name on a reservation. It's like, you know, like when I went to a protest to cover it about 5 years ago in Minnesota, there were like 4,500 Native Americans. And a couple of, a group of Oglala Lakota Sioux moms took me aside and they said, look, can you use your platform to not use the name and tell people what this does to our kids? And I go, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, no, this hurts the self-esteem of our kids. And then I thought, well, okay, that's one thing to say. They've got like these American Psychological Association studies where these unbiased mental health professionals actually studied the thing and they said, yeah. It ruins these kids' self-esteem because that's all they see. That's all they see themselves as, some Plains Indian warrior. And the Native Americans of today, you know, they want to grow up and be educators. They want to be radio hosts. They want to be journalists, policemen. So the studies also said it hurts all our kids because that's how we see Native Americans today. That's how we see the kids today. It's like they're all, we put them in like an 1800s time warp where they're all on horseback with a bow and arrow. And it's like enough already. They don't want people, you know, a living race of people don't want to be your mascot.
Yeah.
And so, look, I think it's important for many reasons because, you know, the team name's a dictionary-defined racial slur. But more than that, I think they got to, you know, when they say respecting Native American culture and rebranding, well, you know how to respect the Native American culture? Don't make them mascots. Don't do the chop.
Right, exactly.
Respect them for who they are today, not who they were 200 years ago.
To what level, if from your experience, because I know that they have, I just don't recall, have the Redskins gone to either buy opinion, change opinion, suppress some of these opinions? Prior to this, to what extent have they gone to preserve that name?
Oh, I mean, the fight is the things that haven't been reported are incredible. I mean, they paid the crisis management PR firm Gerson Marsteller like $1 million a year to fight this name change when it became really hot and heavy about 7 years ago. And these guys, like, they went and, you know, come up with a foundation, the Original Americans Foundation. We're going to give money to tribes. Well, there's no money in that account now because they, you know, they squelched the name change for a while. And so these guys will trot out Native Americans who aren't even Native Americans. Who are like, you know, they call them pretendians to say that we love this name. And we, you know, and it's like, okay, great. You know, like I know I have friends, a guy on the Pine Ridge Reservation loves the team. Isn't even bothered by the name. He doesn't like people, you know, white kids dressing up in war paint and headdress, but he's okay with it. But it's like, okay, great. So that's like me and you saying, you know, we really want to name a team the N-words, so we're going to go to Def Jam Records. And by the way, everybody there's okay with it. So what's wrong with the rest of you, black community? You know what I mean? So like, I just think that like, you want to trot out your Native American friends. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Because as even Fred Smoot said, the former cornerback for the team, it's not the people who aren't bothered by it that don't matter. It's the offended who matter. We have to deal with them. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, these whole polls, like you have to have a threshold for a fence. We don't do this with any other living race of people. We don't say like, hey, if this many are offended, we'll change it for you.
Well said.
All that stuff. I'm done with it.
Yeah. All right. So Daniel Snyder once defiantly said he would never change the name. The bottom has fallen out of the tub rather quickly on him as regards to that. Where does this story go? How can this be done tactfully? How will this story proceed? How should it proceed?
Well, how should it proceed? He should immediately. He's already. They've already made a decision. They're going to change this name. The worst thing you could do is say, it's going to be the Warriors, and we're going to have feathers and spears instead, and it's going to be, we're going to respect, like, that would be a disaster. How it should proceed is, if you wanted to do the Warriors or the Americans or something, and you had, like, a proud vet logo or a gladiator logo, and you sort of decided, all right, we're going to dedicate this to the veterans of America, and you give whatever, you give 10% of new merchandise sales to the Wounded Warriors in your first year, he'd be a hero. He'd be a hero. And plus, the NFL has co-opted the military anyway for part of their marketing campaign each year. Mm-hmm. So I just think, like, if you're going to do something, Renegades, whatever it is, you do something with veterans, you do something with the military like that. You don't caricature Native Americans again. They're done with it.
You've been a leading voice on a lot of these issues for a long time, as I said at the beginning, and you've done it while taking a lot of heat yourself. You've been called a lot of those names. I've seen the way people have reacted to some of your progressive ideas and to some of your more humanistic ideas. What do you make of everything that is happening in sports right now?
Well, you know, on some levels it's good, Dan, because, you know, I think for a long time I felt like, you know, there was a lot of shows in Washington that wouldn't have me on because I told them I wouldn't use the team name or I wouldn't go on a show with the team's name on it. And they're like, oh, this guy's over the top. And like, no, I'm just trying to be respectful to a group of people. But I almost feel like we live in a society now where it's, you know, if you go woke, you're not going to go broke anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's in a weird way, like I want to say Nike's altruistic, but the bottom line is, the people at Nike raised their finger in the air when they decided to give Colin Kaepernick a $1 million commercial and an endorsement, and they raised their finger and they say, which way is the economic wind blowing? These people, the young kids around America today in the high schools, the colleges, these are the people behind all these name changes at high schools and all these other things. They're the people that want to, you know, take down Confederate monuments. They're realizing that these are their next season ticket holders. These are their next apparel buyers. These are their next. And so they're almost saying to the old guard, probably me, you, everybody else, like, hey, you guys aren't going to buy our stuff forever. These people will. We've got a good 30, 40 year window with them. So I think that that's what's going on right now. I think that there's a, our president has a base. It's not a lot of young people. And a lot of young people in this country, you know, they're just more enlightened than we were growing up. They're more enlightened than our grandfathers were. I mean, so you can call it whatever, you know, offending people all you want, and you can't do anything now. I don't know. I just look at it as being, you know, showing some human decency towards some people that deserve it for a long time. And what blows me away is how many African American celebrities, politicians got involved in this. I mean, George, essentially the death of George Floyd and the tension between law enforcement and the black community in this country is why the name is changing. I mean, the trickle down of like the monuments, the things that were, it was that whole notion of if there's injustice anywhere, there's, you know, you're a party to injustice everywhere. That is, it all trickled down. And so it's wild that like Spike Lee got involved in it and AOC, the politician, he got involved in it. Like it's crazy to me, but they somehow, a lot of black activists made space for this, realizing there was a shared struggle with people of color. And I don't know. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I really do.
I agree with you.
But then again, I'm a leftist social engineer. So what do I know, Dan?
You're a lot better than that. Thank you, brother. It's great hearing your voice again. I'll connect with you down the road, Mike.
I look forward to it. Tell Jared I said hi and take care. Buddy.
You got it, brother. You be well. Mike Wise, former columnist at the New York Times, Washington Post, has his own podcast, all that good stuff. He really has been the leader of that issue. And you probably know that, being a Redskins. Now, you're not a Redskins fan.
No, I kind of grew up a Redskins fan, but since I moved to Arizona, Cardinals fan.
Gotcha. All right, Jared, what was I going to talk about next? Clue me in
Let's
here.
I can't read my handwriting.
All right.
MLB, I have
yeah,
written
Major
down.
League Baseball. Yeah.